everyone. I say it so often, but just say it sincerely. Yeah, it's just good to get together. So we're very appreciative of your attendance today, very, very much. And there is an outline in the bulletin this morning. You're very welcome to follow along as we go through the lesson. And again, it's just good to be here today. The title of the lesson is Things More Precious Than Silver and Gold. Things more precious than silver and gold. Some of you are probably thinking, I can't think of anything. Nothing comes to my mind about anything more precious. But we're going to look at that lesson this morning. I've put in your introduction, there's an expression. Someone said, no man is so poor as he who has only silver and gold. If that's all you have, someone says, oh, you're indeed very, very poor. Must be something more precious than silver and gold. For our lesson this morning, we're going to try to answer the question, is there anything more precious than silver and gold? Obviously, the answer is yes in my lesson. Going to list a couple of these. You may even want to add to the list. Think of some others. But the first one I have comes right from the Proverbs. Number one, a little with righteousness is better than treasure with trouble. Proverbs 15, verse 16. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. And then there are several proverbs that are connected to it, closely associated with it, that are written right next to it. In Proverbs 15, verse 17, better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. Chapter 16, still in Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 8, better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. And then chapter 17, verse 1, better is a dry morsel with quietness than a house full of sacrifices with strife. Wow. Yeah. Of what value is the finest steak on your table when you've lost your appetite? Especially when you've lost your appetite because you're angry or because you're upset. Of what value is that which is best? Of what value is your treasure when you're not feeling well toward others? In other words, treasure is not worth it when you have treasure along with trouble. Treasure is not worth it when you have steak and hate. Treasure is not worth it when you have might, but you have strife. Treasure is not worth it when you have a rich life and you're not right. Something better than treasure, silver and gold. Doesn't mean that treasure is not precious. But even in the text that was read to us, silver and gold is precious. It can accomplish a lot of good things. Those that have it, Paul gives the admonition, use it for the blessing and the benefit of others. But if all you have is treasure, and you allow it to do something to you rather than for you, then treasure and gold is not very precious. Paul mentions that the silver and gold is uncertain. He says, it's the love of the riches that's the root of all kinds of evil. So there are some things more precious than treasure, than silver and gold. Of what value is that Sealy Posturepedic, sleep therapy, temperature control, self-adjusting mattress when you can't sleep because you hate somebody? Or have you built up resentment? You can't get them off your mind so you can fall asleep. Treasure with trouble take for your life? Someone said, Brian, I'll give you $100 and take your life away. No, no, no. Make it $1,000. No, not even that, because even if somebody gave me $1,000 and took my life, I can't take the $1,000 with me. You brought nothing into this world, you carry nothing out. Our life is more precious than treasure, than silver and gold. Jesus said in Luke chapter 12, verse 15, beware of all covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things that he possesses. There's more to my life than what I've accumulated in our garage. What Christine accumulated. She's not here today. Now, if I want her to know what I said, I'll tell her. Don't you go telling her. I'll let her know what I want her to know. I put in your notes, don't determine the value of your life by your possessions. If that were true, I'm just not worth much. But Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 25, isn't the life more than raiment? And the body, or the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Isn't your life more than the value of the clothes you wear and the food you put on your table? Isn't there something more precious than eating at the finest restaurants or wearing the best of the designer's clothes? There's something better. Our life. Number three is time. We'll look at the time. Ephesians 5, verse 15. See that you walk circumspectly. Not as fools, but as wise. And here's how to walk as a wise person. Redeeming the time. Because the days are evil. You need to make the most of your time. Make the wisest possible use of your time. The psalmist said, and I've had this in your notes, in Psalm 90, verse 12, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Be wise with the time that you have. There's something more precious than silver and gold, and that's the time that God has given us. The life that we live. And it's not, we want to make sure that we're not recognized so much as the number of our days, but how we number our days that's given to us. In Romans 13, verse 12, Paul said the time, or the night is far spent, the day is at hand. The day, right now, is at hand. So then he gives the admonition. With that information, let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting, not in drunkenness, not in strife, not in envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. The day is at hand. Number our days. Redeem the time. All those things are saying that what the moment we have right now is more precious than silver and gold. So use it wisely. Make the most of the time that God has given us, because we're not guaranteed tomorrow. We're not even guaranteed the next hour. In Job 24, verse 22, it says, no man is sure of life. See, in time, you might be able to accumulate and hold on to great sums of money. But with no amount of money are you able to accumulate and hold on to time. You can't buy time. Even those who have the silver and the gold, when they are on death's bed, they cannot buy length of life. You might be able to afford the best medicine, the doctors, But that's not a that's no guarantee that your silver and gold can lengthen your days. You can't buy time. With some, time runs out before their treasure does. Can't take it with them. They leave it here. So of what value is their silver and gold when time is gone? So with the time that you have, you need to prepare for eternity, where time will be no more. You don't have any time to lose. Redeem the time. It's more precious than silver and gold. Number four. Put four of these words together and put them in bold type in your notes. Instruction, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. I put these together because the Bible does. In Proverbs 8, verse 10, receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than gold. Proverbs 8, verse 11, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Proverbs 16, verse 16, how much better it is to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding is rather to be chosen than silver. So there's four words in these Proverbs. Instruction, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And each one, he says, is more precious or better than silver and gold. So I can put in your notes, you've got to make the application. Someone said there's no knowledge so valuable as a knowledge of what is valuable. Solomon said, you know what's more valuable than silver and gold? These four things: instruction, knowledge, wisdom, understanding. Put those into practice in your life. Why don't we spend time seeking these things with the same emphasis and the same gusto as we do the silver and gold? James said in James chapter 3, and I start verse 14, but James says, if you have bitter envy and strife in your heart, that's a wisdom that descends not from above. That envy and strife, that's a wisdom. You can think, oh, I have a right to be jealous, or I have a right to be angry. The wisdom that doesn't descend from above, he says, it's earthly and sensual and devilish. For where envying and strife is, there's confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that's from above, the wisdom from above is first pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. Instruction, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Paul recognized this. There's a phrase he uses in Philippians 3, verse 8. He says, yea, doubtless, in other words, without a doubt, without a doubt, confidence in his phrase that he's going to use. Not a doubt, he says, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord, whom I suffer the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Something more valuable than silver and gold and treasure and possessions and what we hoard and have. Yes. The knowledge that I have in Christ Jesus says it's more excellent than my stuff. Number five is honesty. I need to redeem the time. Look. Number five is honesty. He said a poor man, in Proverbs 19, verse 22, a poor man is better than a liar. Quite a breakdown in our world in the matter of honesty. Now we have news reports. Those who cheat and swindle, try to get away with robbery or inside trading. In all those situations, they trade their honesty for gold and silver. Solomon said a poor man is better than that, more precious than gold and silver, to live a life that's honest. I remember a teacher that said one time when she would hand out a test for her students, no matter what the subject matter of the test was, the teacher would always say, "You're taking two tests. One is the test itself, and the other is the test of honesty." Then she'd say, "If you only pass one of those two tests, be sure it's the test of honesty." take an honest failing grade if you have to, but don't cheat to pass the test, because honesty is worth more. Jesus said in Luke 3, verse 14, "Be content with your wages." Doesn't mean that we don't want to try to better ourselves, but he's simply saying when you can't better yourself, he says, don't let your greed cause you to steal or embezzle. Be content with what you have. Don't let your discontent over your wage cause you to do that which is wrong. That's the meaning of the verse. Well, I might see the advertisements. They won't go down the street. You know, no offense, John, but Honest John's used cars. Man, I'm stopping there. John's honest. I'm not going to buy a car anywhere else. That's Honest John's. I realize my mother passed away, and my dad passed away a long time before that, but I go back to Michigan and bring some stuff out, and I went to the U-Haul place. U-Haul advertised on the truck, said, air conditioning, oh, I like that. And then it said, gentle ride. Ooh, that's what I want. I want a gentle ride. That's the truck I want right there, brother, sir. I rented that truck, and I mean, got in that truck, oh, the air conditioning was just fine. But that gentle ride, I had my big Super Slurpee in the thing, and I had wet caps on that thing. I felt the breeze going through driving that truck. Gentle ride. My. Then I was coming through Iowa and saw a motel that said, "Good Night Inn." Ooh, that's what I want. A good night. I pulled right in there. It's getting late in the evening. That's where I want to stay. God, it's a good night. Yeah. So I got the room and bedded down for the night, and all of a sudden you hear the freeway traffic and all the trucks going by in the front and a railroad in the back. Honesty. Honesty. Man. Like these bars that advertise happy hour. Really? Well, maybe that's all they can advertise. Wait till you get home. Won't be so happy. If you get on. Honesty is better than silver and gold. Number six is character. I need to hurry along here. Character. Proverbs 22, verse 1. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. Something more valuable than silver and gold? Yeah, a good name. And loving favor rather than silver and gold. See, when I die, it won't matter how much silver and gold is accumulated. But what will matter is the manner of life that I live. A character, a good name, is rather to be chosen than great riches. So it's okay to give up gold to have a good character or a good name, but don't give up a good name to have silver and gold. Then the last one, salvation. Jesus said it, and you know this one. In Mark chapter 8, verse 36, what shall it profit a man? Of what profit is it to a man or a person? He gains the whole world. That's a lot of silver and gold. There isn't any left for anybody else. You have it all. You gain everything, all the silver and gold in the world. What is the profit in that? If you lose your soul, something more precious than silver and gold. That's your soul. What shall a man give in exchange for your soul? You can't buy salvation. You can't say, God, what's the price for my salvation and entrance into heaven? Come on, I got get my wallet out. How much do you want, God? can't do that. Doesn't work that way. You could be the one person that has the most toys, but if you lose your soul, can't take it with you. Our soul, our eternal salvation, is more precious than perishable silver and gold. It's your soul that will last. Be sure that you take care of it. Wouldn't you really rather have salvation? Wouldn't you really rather have that, knowing you can't take your silver and gold with you? So that's the lesson. We ask the question, is there anything more precious, more valuable? Yes, there is. Doesn't mean that silver and gold is not precious, that it's not valuable. But we're just trying to list some things that are more precious. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Matthew 6, verse 33. Seek it first. Give it priority. It's more precious. And then Jesus says, all these things be added to you. So that's the lesson. Always at the close of a lesson, we sing a song of encouragement, song of invitation, song of exhortation. If you're here this morning and not a member of the New Testament church, never been baptized for remission of sins, we can accomplish that. Want us, brother, to pray with you for you about something, we can do that too. Simply need to let your request be known. So while we're singing this song, simply come to the front and have a seat. Just let that request be known. We can certainly answer it. So let's stand together. Sing the song that Dennis has selected for us. If you need to respond, if that's your resolve, you need to respond in a public way.